The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
All right, I've got mail. It is Saturday, September the 22nd, right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. You're hanging out with me, Dee. This is where we get to play all kinds of crazy cool music from all over the planet that is outside of Memphis in the Mid-South. And what's cool, because I get to do that every Saturday, is that I get some fantastic mail that comes in from everywhere. And, you know, it got to the point where I got kept getting this cool mail, and I thought, you know what? What would be cooler is I could share some of these moments with you guys live on air. So that's what I'm doing. I'm checking live right here. And you know, those of you that's for those of you that are kind of tuning in and you've just tuned into this moment and be like, okay, what are you doing, T? Well, checking my mail. And as it turns out, right before I started the show today, I had some mail come in from the UK, and it came in from an artist, you know, that we know and love here on this show. And of course, you know, the lady by the name of Susie Starlight. You guys should know that name, Starlight, because Starlight is also the beginning part of the band named Starlight Campbell Band. That's right, the blues rock band out of the UK. And of course, you know, she catches up with me, and I see this email this morning. And she says, hey, Diana, how things, and hope all is great with you. As we briefly discussed some time ago, the Starlight Campbell Band are now planning a U.S. tour in 2019, and it would be great to work together with you at Radio Memphis and with the Memphis Blues Society with regards to booking and a festival performance, interviews, etc. as part of our tour dates. Below is our updated band information and the official press release regarding our recent fantastic news that the Starlight Campbell Band will be headlining the Saturday night at Wine Garage, a festival of jazz and blues, which attracts about 25,000 people it's in our Australian debut in November 2018. All right, so yay, good stuff right there. Also, we are happy as we are releasing Blueberry Pie on double vinyl on November the 3rd of 2018. It is available to pre-order now. Press release is attached. So we would love to be a part of the lineup for the Beale Street Music Festival and or the Memphis Music Festival. So if you have any personal contacts. Also, I've written, you know, out to some specific individuals, you know, about festival dates and things like that. The stuff that she winds up attaching, of course, you know, they talk about the European Blues Award nominees, Starlight Campbell Band to headline Wangaratta Festival in Australia. Okay, and of course, you know, the European Blues Award nominees, you know, are going to be making their Australian debut with a headline performance in the Murrow Park Blues Marquee at Australia's prestigious Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. And that right there is going to be huge. All right, November the 3rd, which is Saturday, November the 3rd, that they'll be doing this. This performance will also feature special guest Clayton Dooley on Hammond organ, as well as Wurlitzer electric piano. All right, and of course, you know, the Starlight Campbell Band, for those of you, you know, that may not realize, this is a four piece that's actually steeped in British blues. All right, and of course, they'll tell you to think Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and early Led Zeppelin, with contemporary songs inspired by real life and real people. They have a sound and vibe reminiscent of the mid-60s to early 70s, the halcyon days of music. Starlight and Campbell, who married after a whirlwind musical romance, released their debut album, Blueberry Pie, to rave reviews worldwide and a prestigious nomination to the best album in the European Blues Awards. Now, unquestionably, Blueberry Pie is a stunning debut, and of course, that's Morgan Horgoth out of our R2 magazine. All right, and with extensive international radio play, charting top 10 in the UK, Australia, as well as the Netherlands and American blues charts all over 4 and 5 star reviews worldwide. All right, they have left an indelible impression on audiences of all ages and music backgrounds. Now, of course, you know, this goes on, and you'll learn a little bit more as far as, you know, about the band and as far as the tour dates and things like that. You know, the band itself contains Susie Starlight, who's on bass and vocals, and of course, you know, Simon Campbell on guitar and vocals. And of course, you got Johnny Henderson on Hammond organ, and you've got Steve Gibson on drums. Now, and of course, they were also nominated, and they also had the European Blues Awards, you know, November 2017, and they were nominated for Best Album. And this is, you know, this is Blueberry Pie, you know, being nominated for the Best Album Recorded Session in 2017. And of course, they, you know, they were one of the five finalists and the only UK band to be nominated in this particular category. All right, and so then that was included included, of course, which included, rather, in that whole lineup, Blues veteran Walter Trout from the USA. So they were neck and neck with that. And of course, you know, that thing about, you know, Blueberry Pie, some fantastic music. Now, media completely have fallen in love with it. You know, they've gotten a ton of radio play. You know, of course, you know, she winds up sharing all of this stuff, whatever, and all this stuff, rather. And of course, you know, video and social media, you know, links and things like that. Now, and of course, you know, as far as the touring, the band, you know, recently played, you know, Linton International Blues Festival in the UK, okay, this past July, okay. And they're also going, yeah, you know, they also play the Grange Arts Center, Oldham, on Saturday, this past Saturday of September the 1st. Now, in November, obviously, they're going to be coming out to Australia. Now, they're also planning on following everything with a Mince Pie tour in the UK starting in December. And of course, you know, they've already got dates for the Met, which is the main hall, Bury, Manchester, Saltburn, Blues Club, the Iron Road, Evesham, Bannermains, you know, Edinburgh, the Tuesday Music Nightclub, London, and the Queen Vic, you know, South Shields, and of course, they're going to be a lot more that's going to be confirmed. And 2019 and 20 sees the band tour the UK, Europe, Canada, and the USA with confirmed dates at London's legendary venue, the Half Moon in Putney, London, and the Greystones, Sheffield. So, of course, you know, if you want to, like I said, you can definitely go check out starlight-gamble.com, and you'll be able to, you know, figure out all the cool dates and stuff that they got in line and stuff. And, you know, they've gotten a ton of reviews, you know, and of course, even Susie Starlight herself, you know, Bass Guitar Magazine, you know, they mentioned her on the front page, you know, as featured inside, you know, with an extensive two-page interview for September this, you know, 2018, the edition of Bass Guitar Magazine. So you have an opportunity to check her out for this month, guys. And with that being said, you know, with the album being released on vinyl, you know, she comes back to tell me that we are totally committed about firming up plans for our American tour. The most important thing for us is to find the right people to work with, to book good festivals, to ensure we are able to do our job to the best of our ability, to meet you, she's so excited for that part, and to also meet our extended American blues music family and make awesome memories together. And of course, with that being said, thank you so much, Diana. Looking forward to hearing from you. Best wishes, Susie, the UK. So, and you know, what's really cool about all of this, they were also, Starlight Campbell Band was Radio Memphis Around the World Artist of the Month. That's right, Artist of the Month for April 2017, right when this album came out, before all this craziness went down, stuff. And so we've been on this rocket roller coaster ride with them for quite some time, and it is so fantastic to see them do so well. So, what I need to do, excuse me, what I need to do is I need to play you some music from the album Blueberry Pie. And I always like to play this one particular song from them, because this song that they do is a complete nod to Memphis, and the blues. And when you hear the style, you'll understand what I'm talking about. You know, you're thinking Booker T and the MGs, and you're thinking about Beale, and you're thinking about what it is that we're known for here in this city. So, hey, I'm going to play some stuff for you guys. Now, in the meantime, you know, those of you that are tuned in and you want to reach out to me, and you want me to check my mail, and I may just check it live on air, you never know. Make sure that you are dropping me a line at my personal email, Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A @pirateradiostudios.com, okay? You know, tell me what you got going on. If you got music, that's cool. Like I said, you never know who I'm checking mail from. You never know what I'm sharing, but I'm going to be doing it live every Saturday right here on Radio Memphis. So you guys, make sure you tune in for that. In the meantime, let's go ahead and tune into some Starlight Campbell Band. How about that? A little bit of Walking Out the Door. This is straight up out of the UK, and right now you're only going to hear this on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.